Welcome to another episode of the Cook, Eat, Nourish podcast with me, Fiona Staunton of Fiona's Food for Life. Today I'm talking with Caroline Nolan, all about Way Less Wonders and technology and where she has gone since the closure of Weight Watchers. I really hope you enjoy this episode and you're inspired just like I am, all the challenges and all the success that Caroline has created for herself. Do make sure you listen to the end to find her three tips to help improve the health of the nation. I hope you enjoy this episode. So welcome, Caroline, to my podcast today. Would you like to introduce yourself to my audience, please?
Oh, thanks, Fiona. It's an absolute pleasure. My name is Caroline Nolan. I suppose I'm CEO of Way Less Wonders, and I'm the CEO and co-founder of gemtech.ie. And I'm delighted to be here.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. So would you tell us a little bit, for people who don't know, I don't even know where to start. How would you describe your, in less than 5 minutes, how would you describe your journey to here?
Wow. Powerful is a word I'd use, resilient. I've had the absolute, I'm just going to stop for a second, actually.
I know. Yeah. What happened there? Did I freeze again?
Yeah, I'm going to stop my video and then you stop the video. Let's just talk.
Stop mine as well.
Now, perfect.
Okay, so Caroline, welcome to my podcast. Would you like to describe or introduce yourself to my audience?
Hi, my name is Caroline Nolan, and I own two businesses. The first one being Way Less Wonders, and I am a co-founder in gemtech.ie.
Fantastic. And I've just been watching you grow over the last couple of years and doing new frontiers and awards and all sorts of stuff. So I'm really looking forward to this chat and seeing where you've come over the past couple of years. So perhaps you could describe in just a few minutes your journey so far. What has brought you to here?
Wow. I think I'm asking me the same question. How did you get here? And it's a strange one. You don't know how you get there. There is that thing of putting the head down and just keep working hard. We all have a vision board. So for me, I suppose it started a couple of years ago. I started off first. So we'll say I had my own weight loss journey in around 2017, 2018. And I would have lost about 7.5 stone there, about 7 stone, 5 pound. I have an absolute obsession with food. I love food. And I do believe that all good and bad things happen from food. I have suffered significant health problems over the last number of years. So I'm an ostomate. So I have a colostomy bag for anybody that doesn't know. I wear it loud and proud. It saved my life. But I do believe food has a huge part of that. And then I suppose it was my journey. Then I became a weight loss consultant. Everybody knows that Weight Watchers ceased trading in 2022, so December 2021. And about 2 weeks later, I set up Way Less Wonders. Bit of a headless chicken doing it, but I set it up. And it was there, I suppose, that I grew Way Less Wonders for the first year, kind of in around maybe the first 2 years. I didn't know what I was doing for the first 6 months, I can assure you of that one. And then the other 6 months, I realized, yes, it's what it's about. So I think I have what it's about figured out. And then I need to get a program in place. So I launched a program. We are launching a program in September or January, I beg your pardon. But it was true, I suppose, the first 6 months of that, I was of that journey as a weight loss consultant. I was like, where's the technology for me? Where is the technology for me to run a successful business? I have to use third-party apps. Oh my God, what's going on here? Like my name wasn't being used. So I was using like downloading an app for checking in systems, maybe membership systems, even just to calculate someone's weight at a till. And I started coming up with all these ideas and... God, that's a powerful question. My journey to date and how did I get here? So I suppose I started a weight loss journey in 2017 which I then in between all of that, I got a colostomy bag. So for anyone that doesn't know, I'm an ostomate. I probably have my bag for the rest of my life. And one of the things I had a love affair with food. I realized that everything that happens in life revolves around food. I worked as a consultant for Weight Watchers. I absolutely loved that role. I don't know if it's because I love helping people or I just loved that role. And in 2000 and December 2021, like the 18th of December, we all lost our jobs. And then we went on about, I think I like set up within 2 weeks Weigh Less Wonders. And then within the 2 weeks of setting up Weigh Less Wonders, I kind of moved on to about 6 months down the road. So I was a headless chicken, obviously, for 6 months while I was in mourning and grieving my own kind of, my own things. I then tried to find like a validation of like what people really wanted. And I did that for, I'd say, 6 months. Then I kind of had to figure out my systems for people who were in person, because at the same time, people were allowed back into the world. So how would I run in-person classes? And it was kind of, I love bouncing things off people. I never try and keep anything a secret of what I'm doing. I always love asking people. So when I first lost my job, I think like the 24th of December, or maybe it's 26th of December, I actually reached out to the local Leo, got this brilliant guy called James Barrett. And again, I'd met him, I'd wrote a book. I'd wrote the book of like a very basic, simple book that was going to print by the time I'd even got back in January. And they were going to print, and I met with him and we talked and we updated the book and we talked about figures and what I felt a weight loss company should be. And then zoom on about 6 months, I messaged him and I was like, something's not right here. Like, I can't be using third party apps where like it's going to be a different name going to be used, or even for a membership area, a members area, people are going to be having a different name. And I was kind of more the checking in of people as came to class. And I suppose I developed a system then where we could do checking in. And then I developed this weigh-in terminal. And it was strange because I worked very on hand with the local enterprise board, and we couldn't get like quotes, or we couldn't get anything or anybody that knew anything about weight loss terminals. And eventually then we were after developing our own with the help of a couple of people that we knew. And I met this lady at an event. I don't know if you know the Google, it was a Google Women's event. So I will say I was
Okay.
just like, it was just a little over a year in business. And she said to me, "What are you up to now?" You know, like that kind of a thing. And I said to her, "Oh, wait till I tell you." So at this stage, I developed like this cash-in terminal, a weigh-in terminal, and a membership area. So that means that everybody was in Cork or Clonmel or anywhere in Dublin, and they weren't necessarily, we'll say, at my classes, had this area that they could go to that could give them all the answers that they needed, or they would have like a community. So like I know yourself, Fiona, is in there with some of your videos and like your talk. We would have like Ashley Tobin in there, because menopause obviously is a huge big part of weight loss for people. Then we had like Mindset, Linda Emmett. So we had all this area created, which was great. But I had to look at it from a business perspective and go, what's people like, why is people moving away? And I felt it was a food tracker. And I was like, people, you know, the food tracker, they're actually coming to me and having to pay more money for a food tracker. So I developed a food tracker. Now I've developed a food tracker and it's great and it's working. But I remember saying this to this lady, and she said to me, "Can I ask you a question? Could other people use your service, like your product?" And she said, "I think you've got something. I really think you've got something. I think you should have a chat with myself." So I honestly had a 10-minute chat with her about my food tracker. And she rang me and said, "You need to go on this program, New Frontiers. Phase two will be fine for you. You know, you already have a business, but I think your all these products that you have may save people a fortune if you're after saving." Like, as I had said, I saved 350 euro a month on outsourcing
Yes.
services. And that's how Gemtech was created then. So I created, I went to New Frontiers Phase One. I went with Alan Carey and Lauren Ash. I did my version in TU Dublin. And then I went on and I applied for Phase Two. I've actually recently, like only last Thursday, got told I got a place on New Frontiers Phase Three, which is really big for a woman. So I am still,
Fantastic.
and a woman in technology, which is not something I would have ever said I was.
I know.
And
Could I
we're,
interrupt you there for one moment there, Geraldine? So just
yes.
to recap on that. So you were very involved with Weight Watchers, and then when that's where, as you said, you were all out of work at the end of 2021.
Yeah.
And then you set up Way Less Wonders. What exactly is Way Less Wonders so people understand?
So Way Less Wonders is definitely a more holistic approach to weight loss. So we don't just look at like weight loss. We look at why this person or why people may have a weight loss issue. And I'm going to give you like a couple of brief examples, and I always use these. If a woman, we use a woman, 90% of my customers are women. If a woman doesn't have the price of a washing machine, she becomes stressed. She may use up all of her money, and convenience foods is cheaper. So therefore, we actually have classes on budgeting. We also know that if a person is mental health affected, now they could be on medications such as olanzapine, Seroquel, and I'm quite up to date with all of these. This is like I educate myself on absolutely everything, or I do a course on it, or I go to a sessions on it, and I educate myself. And we genuinely go through. We get people in, professionals in.
Yeah.
Qualified professionals in that area, and we have them do talks on, I will say, like, for example, your mental health. And it can be something as simple as, by the way, family arguments, to something big like addictions, and then
Okay,
most
yeah.
of all, like health, so like thyroid, menopause, perimenopause being obviously the big underlying factor for most people. Because mostly middle-aged women would stop having children, so they would more worry about their weight, per se, than actually people who are of childbearing ages who may actually have another child, could be expecting again. So our range for women and ladies would actually be probably between 35, 38 upwards. We actually have a 91, 90-year-old lady, so that's
Oh,
the
wow.
age group. Yeah, she
But I
comes.
suppose as well to keep in mind that whether people are having children or not, they're still going to experience perimenopause and menopause.
Oh no, absolutely.
That's for
Yes, I beg your
everyone.
pardon. Yes, absolutely. Sorry, I beg your pardon. But yes, that is very true. They don't go away. And actually, Fiona, as you know, at 29, I had my womb removed and an ovary. So actually, I was told that I did go through the perimenopause or menopause back then. So this year, when I found out, actually, only, my first 2 weeks on New Frontiers, I found out I was perimenopausal. I was 3 weeks in. It was horrific. I was experiencing symptoms that I ha hadn't experienced the first time. And it was really hard. Actually, I'd gone through a lot of grief, even though I knew I wasn't going to have children at 29 anymore. I kind of grieved more at 39, that kind of way than
Okay.
anything else. I grieved a lot. A lot of things at 39.
Wow, all of that while doing the new frontiers, my goodness.
And it was crazy that one thing that set me over the edge was I walked into Dunnes Stores and they didn't have the shop. I swear to God, I'm a real positive person, like the most positive person you could meet. And I was given out that the shop's shelves were messy.
Okay.
That's how I knew. And obviously, I told you at the start, I was saying to you before that when I met you before, so I wear a wig. So I suffered with alopecia, I can't pronounce it. It's ataria, I think, is the form that I have. So it's patches. And that would have been the start when I was 29, when I got my womb, I would have had severe hair loss, but not as much to need like a hair topper or a wig. And then I had it again when my bowel perforated, and they said, "Oh, that's just shock." So my hair's always kind of been thin, and then I moved on then to this. But actually, I use a vitamin D, obviously the medicated version of it by my GP. but I actually use foods quite a lot. And watch my diet, and I believe actually I've lost. I put on a stone, and I now appreciate more when people come to me actually in my weight loss classes in Weight Less Wonders, and they would say to me, I've put on a stone, I don't know why I've put it on, because I actually lived it myself, you know, that kind of way.
Perfect. Would you like to tell us a little bit about that so that people, I'm sure lots of listeners can relate to that and what, I suppose what adjustments you have made or what learnings you have made from a weight loss point of view going through menopause, again?
So the first time when I was 29, so I do want to stress that I, when I had my womb at 29, I did have a nervous breakdown a few months later. So I had to go on medications, obviously for a couple of different reasons, but one, and they made me gain the weight. So I lost that weight through, like, you know, food and stuff. But so then it was really hard because I kept on track of it with no problems. I was able to maintain. I knew exactly what I was doing. But then this happened. And all of a sudden, I'd gained this weight very quickly, and my face was becoming rounder. And I was thinking it was from a few different things. At first, I definitely feel people will, they don't know what's happening to them, actually. And I think that's the most scarier thing. Your shape changes. So I'm definitely more hippie, you know, like I've got
Yeah,
my hips are
yes, I know
wider.
well.
Yeah. So that's one thing. But and you may not necessarily gain a load of weight for that to happen, by the way. It's just that your shape changes. And I would definitely have noticed that. And then obviously I would have gained a stone. And then I tried, like, you know, what the techniques I did before. I tried just normal, and then I realized I had to eliminate. I just said, what do you think is right to myself? And actually I did, like, almost like an elimination process, and I was like, I knew what I was doing. It was my sugars, it was the sugars. I put a plan in place. I kind of made my own plan up. I tested it. I lost 7 pounds in like the first week. And then I kind of thought, yeah, you know what you're doing here. And then I didn't bother doing anything. You know what I mean? I was a hero. Sure, I only have to do it for a week. You know, that kind of way. Kind of started eating like little things like biscuits and cakes, just little things, because my life is so busy. And I was like, just little things was coming back in, extra potatoes and different things. And then I was like, okay. And then I went at it again, and then I find, like, I kept going back and forth finalizing things, and I think it's the sugar piece for me. I have it nailed, even with the fruit, how much fruit people should be intaking. I have it actually nailed now. And I do believe that, because we take in so much sugar. And even I actually did an experiment on the class, and I know people are going to think this is crazy, but you know, under your chin, so under your chin, that's your goiter. So if you suffer with a thyroid, or you don't even have to suffer a thyroid for this to happen, but you can have slow metabolism, and this can be caused by perimenopause. It's actually a symptom of it. And a lot of people will go and get tested at this stage when they're in perimenopause, thinking it is their thyroid, and tiredness. But if you overeat on, just say for example, Friday, you might have something nice, glass of wine or a piece of cake. Saturday, you go out and you might have a glass of wine and pasta dish in your favorite Italian restaurant. And then Sunday, like, it's okay, but you might have something else. On Monday, your face will be actually rounder, especially under your chin, just where your goiter is. And you will notice that if you actually, I always tell people, never weigh on a Monday. Ever, ever, ever weigh on a Monday. Always think of it like your liver and your pancreas is like a train, and things have to go through your body, digest, process. And if you have a slower metabolism, the carriage of Saturday and Sunday may not have gone through and broke down yet through your system. So you're going to get a false recording. Hence why people get on the scales on a Monday and go, oh my God, I'm going to have to gain a 5 pound. I'm going to have to put 5 pound up. Oh my God, I only got weighed on Thursday. And then come Thursday, they're like, they're delighted because they stayed the same because of what the scales told them on Monday. Do you know that kind of way?
Yeah,
And
that's a
it's
good
like,
analogy actually with the train. Could I ask you at the moment, could you give me an example of now that you say you have it nailed, what you would eat in a day?
absolutely. Now, can I just say, I, because of my colostomy bag, I eat little and often. So people, when I tell them what I eat, sometimes, like, there's days I'd have 3 meals in a day, But I try to stick to, I make up some different things and on I go. So I always wake up, my very first thing that I always have is a probiotic. So I'll always have like an Actimel or a version of. There's absolutely no point of having anything to eat with that. So because you're obviously, I wanted to line my stomach. I wanted to do the job. And then off I go. And about 20 minutes, 25 minutes later, I'll always have a banana. I never understand the saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. It's a banana. Because every time I go into the hospital, if it didn't matter what it was in my sick period, they always used to say potassium or vitamin K, and you'll get it from a banana, and you'll get it from a banana. So I have a banana every single day without fail, it where possible. So I have a banana, and then that will definitely be all before 9 o'clock. So, and then usually around 9 or 10 o'clock, I'll have my breakfast. I could have two Weetabix or I could have porridge, depending. So I'll have my porridge in different formats. So I won't always have it in like a bowl of warm porridge. I could make like baked oats, or I could have it in like overnight oats. I love adding nuts to the top of it. And I'll have it with yogurt or fruit always. And then I used to, if actually people followed me, a couple of years ago, I actually used to always make really fancy versions with sweeteners, but I've cut them out big time, and I'll actually tell you why I've cut them out big time. But then I'd go on then at 11 o'clock, and I might have maybe 11 or half 11, I might have something very small, like a yogurt. And my breakfast would only be 30 grams of porridge, so I wouldn't be having like 40 or 45 grams or going crazy. Yep. So I may or may not have a yogurt. Then I'd have just soup. At lunchtime, soup or brown bread, or maybe some falafels if I'm in, I call it school, but if I'm in New Frontiers, or so I'll bring like falafels, or I'll have a salad with chicken or prawns. And then at 3 o'clock, it could be either falafels or something else. Like I'd always have something at 3 o'clock. So if 11 o'clock didn't happen, I'm definitely always having something at three. The cup of soup ad really got into my head, marketing at its finest. You know that 3 p.m. slump? So yeah. I always have something at 3 o'clock, always. 5 o'clock, I'll have my dinner. So my dinner could be like, we're having steak, potatoes, onions, peas today, and pepper sauce. That's what we're having today. So it'll be lean steak. And then with steak, I may or may not have, I might have a Cadbury's Delight bar in the evening or whatever, something that I like. So whatever the bar of the moment is, usually a piece of chocolate would be my thing.
Okay.
That's it.
Great. Yeah, that's a lovely insight just to see, and as well to understand with your specific dietary issues, you know, in terms of having lots of little bits as you go along.
I'm actually a people who followed me on my weight loss journey, which was a very high number of people, Fiona. So I think this is an important point to raise about where I'm going with all this sugar thing is. A few years ago, I when I was in Weight Watchers, I used to have 3 slices of lemon drizzle cake. Every day I would have 3 slices of lemon drizzle cake. Like I make my own scones now, and I'd still make them, but only a tiny amount of sweetener, and I would have them quite regularly, so they would be like my go-to. Love them, everyone in the house loves them. But I was having these sweeteners, and I was making like healthy bagels, but everything contained sweetener. So I went around to my doctor, and I was experiencing joint pain in my fingers and my toes. And it was so bad. I was in tears. This was just really bad. They thought it was my bowel, because coincidentally I had an issue with my bowel. I was getting tested for colitis. I was getting tested for viral arthritis. I was getting tested for so much things. And I remember I was sent to see a rheumatologist, and I was sitting in the waiting room, and there was a big sign in the waiting room. And I was seeing this guy private because I was literally going to cut off my hands with the pains in my hands. And on it was a big article about sweeteners. And I remember looking, going, that's me. I am literally experiencing side effects of sweeteners. There was nothing wrong with me. I didn't have this particular issue they thought I had with my bowel. I didn't have arthritis, but I did experience viral arthritis, which is actually the same symptoms as arthritis. I had the same raising nodules. You can actually see I've been left with permanent one. A couple of permanent ones. And I remember walking in, and I met with him, and I sat down, and he said, I'll just do a couple of tests. And he pointed out the same two I have now, you have nodules. And I went, I don't have arthritis. I eat like by the buckets, sweetener by the buckets. And I've since met about six women and I've cured them. Like literally, I'm like, I have said, you don't. They were using the sweeteners in their tea by an excess amount. They were having lots of, like myself, love to bake, thinking they were making the right choices. You know, we were using like the cheaper version, like shulk. I didn't even at that time, like I didn't know the difference even between aspartame or sucrose. So I was just buying it because it was powder, sweetener. It was on the market as healthy. Whereas now, I like my biggest advice is do not touch them. You know, do not
Yeah,
touch
I
them.
mean, as you know, I'm a big believer in whole foods, what's naturally there, what your grandmother would recognize. They're the ingredients that
We should be using.
Yeah, exactly.
And I
That's
think
a really
also,
interesting story about the sweeteners and the side effects for you, because I have heard of quite a few people who would have reactions, particularly to aspartame. So it's that was really.
And I have met a lady. I covered a class innocently, like it was just an innocent class. It was on liquids, and I go off on this big educational rant as I always do because I literally love this stuff. You know, love talking about this stuff. And I when I was talking, she'd actually said it, and she'd brace in her hand, but not knowing. And I looked behind, and she was just in front of me, and the tears, and she was crying. And honestly, I just will never forget it. It will stick with me forever. But I really helped that woman. But I actually had to put her on a detox.
Yes.
So,
Because your
you
body
know,
will be so, they're so addictive, those, you know, anything that I
you
believe
don't
in. That...
actually realize, Fiona, how addictive they are. Like, I couldn't just stop having lemon drizzle cake, by the way. I had to go from 45 grams in my cake every day down to 5 grams to then just adding a tip. Now I never have lemon drizzle ever. And I had a lemon drizzle yogurt this year. It was made by, actually, I won't say the brand, but they had a lemon cheesecake flavor of a high protein yogurt. And when I had it, I actually didn't read it. I just saw the word high protein. So I thought I was doing the best for my body, you know, as you do. And I actually ended up craving, crying for sugar for 3 days later. And I actually did this. I did this on my social media as well, where I put the two protein yogurts side by side, two of them with the same grams, but the importance of reading the label. One had like 14 grams of sweetener. The one I was actually that set me over the edge. Like, honestly, it was like a form of withdrawal. Again, it was absolutely, I was shaking. I was getting sick. I can't describe to people what I went through. It was crazy, but it was the lemon drizzle. So my body had got that taste for that sweetener and that and the lemon association. And honestly, oh my God, I've never realized how addicted I was to lemon drizzle cake. And I often wonder, nobody ever pulled me over. That's probably the most upsetting thing I ever said. You know, at that time I hadn't studied. I hadn't studied like nutrition, or at that stage I was only beginning a journey of studying my nutrition. And I couldn't understand. I actually only studied my nutrition when I was a coach, not when I was losing the weight. I was more interested in, like, you know, getting the food savvy, getting it right, you know, being perfect,
But look,
having all these lovely foods. Yeah, and I mean, I was only learning, but it really was scary. It's scary. Like, and that could happen to anybody.
yes, I mean, it's so important to read the labels. And for my kids, if they look at something in the supermarket, I'll say, well, if it's got more than six ingredients, you're not getting it. And they can't even pronounce the ingredients. I'm like, no, we will make something, you know, using
Similar.
whole foods. Yeah, so that you'll get your nutrition from food that you know. And yeah, anyway, I'll be going off on my rant on that.
No. You're going to love you're going to absolutely love my newest project that I'm working on at the moment with GemTech, which is a food tracker.
Brilliant. So tell us about it.
So I have a food tracker already. So everyone, I must tell this. So GemTech is a white label system. So we'll just say for anybody who's a weight loss consultant, maybe a yoga instructor, a Pilates instructor, my systems are all perfectly in place for them. Now they won't, maybe yoga, Pilates definitely don't need weight loss part of it or the food tracker, but they could use the systems on their websites and have it all as their own brand. So they're not using third party apps, or people aren't downloading another brand, and that they can make their own, just like I did, personalized members area, or people can book their classes really easily, seamlessly, money into their account really quickly, and it's all in their own name. So they get to keep their full brand identity. Very important. But so I've developed, we're developing, we're in the middle of it now at the moment, but we're developing a food app because this is the importance of the labels for Carldine, and my two businesses obviously tie in. But we're developing an app that when a person scans a food, so for example, Strong Roots are a brilliant brand. They already have like their carbon footprint, their Nutri-Scores. They already have the additives that's in their products already in there. So by 2024, the end of 2024, the European Union have set out a law that all food packages must have this information on them. So they have to have the correct information. So no more, I think like they can't write like gluten-free anymore unless it is below that 20, you know, that kind of, you know, the scores. And that my food tracker will be able to give that person the correct ingredients. So that if you're not, even if you're not doing weight loss, if a man came out of a hospital and was suffering with high cholesterol, that they could actually track the fats or the saturated fats, or a diabetic can track their sugars, how much sugar they're taking in, or they can look at what's in their foods as they scan them through the food app.
Great. So this is walking around the supermarket with your
Absolutely.
App. You can scan the food. Is that
yeah,
right?
No. Yeah, and it will give you like the calories, and you'll be able to do recipes and all of that. But it will give a person more information that they need. So it's not just, I think for people, it's not just about weight loss anymore. 2024, people want to know where the food comes from, how healthy it is, what's very important to somebody, such as protein. To somebody else, it may be, you know, the sugar end of it.
Calories or
somebody
something,
else.
Yeah.
Yes, and I think that's very important. And it's also very important that we are told the truth about what's in our food. For example, if you buy an energy drink might say sugar-free, but an energy drink actually has four types of sweetener in it, and they're allowed to say it's sugar-free. That's going to have to stop.
Okay.
Does
And
that
that's
make
coming
sense?
In the law that you're saying at the end of the
End of
year.
end of 2024. So I want to have my food tracker there giving people that data well before that happens, but even while it's happening.
Fantastic. And you mentioned one of the things that you have on the Weigh Less Wonders. You mentioned cash in, weigh in, and members.
Yeah,
What is cash in? Oh, that's for buying, paying.
So, as a person, so we developed these. So if somebody was doing online classes, right, they would just like have, they can put it onto a website. So, a lot of people wouldn't even have like maybe a website. They would just have like, or even like your local weight loss consultant or your yoga class. They might say to you, can you download like Glowfox and find me there and download my gym? And for me, that was like really hard because I was like, hang on, where's my name going to be? In front of an app is sitting a different logo, you know, that kind of way. And I was like, and then I'm giving these people a percentage of my money. My name's not even there, like on the front of someone's phone. And I was paying like this big money. So I was like, no, I could develop my own, put it onto my website. So what I did was I actually am able to do, so you people can book classes online or they can come in person, and I have like a till. And they can check in as they're coming in, like, so they would check in. So when they check in with me, it actually automates them to like that members area that I have. So that's open for them for maybe the week or the 6 weeks, whatever they purchase. And then that person also syncs in with like the weigh-in terminal, you know, that kind of way. So what I've done is I've allowed a company to be able to use this as if it's their own brand. Because even as a Weigh Less Wonders, there is amazing coaches out there who go to like slimming clubs, including Weigh Less Wonders, but they go to other clubs and they don't have the advantage to be out on their own because they don't know how to develop these systems, or they're just really, really, really expensive. Like we're talking up to $250,000 expensive. And I personally feel by the development of these and me allowing others to white label these, I will allow people who are really good to be able to scale their businesses. Even if it's not a weight loss consultant, that members area, imagine like your take, Fiona, on what you feel menopause should be. And if you six other, and through your food, by the way, and six other people who have different perspectives on it, they can create this members area of what they feel for their customer, and it helps them to scale their business.
Okay, fantastic. And this is what you have
been doing in
developing New Frontier.
Yeah, I've done that. I've all done. It's all done. All of that is done, and a food tracker, but not the food app. The food app is coming now. That's on the way.
Okay, and so that's what was going to be my next question. What's next for you?
So next is my food, is my food tracker. That's what's next. The app that we're building. And it's just been for me, I put my head down and I've kind of not lifted it back up. I have lifted it back up, but this year has been really hard in business for everybody, I think. I think it's not been as busy, you know, that kind of way people don't have the money. And I think it's really given me time to, you know, evaluate like where I'm going as a person, where I want to be. And I've not been afraid to ask for help. I think that's it really important for people who might decide to do their own thing. You know, like when I set up first, it was the strangest thing. I enrolled with the Leo and I met with James, and it's not even the same Carolyn. You know, that kind of a way. I can't describe it. It's like it's not even the same person. I'm not the same person as I was 2 years ago. I
Amazing. And
even
actually, to explain to some listeners outside of Ireland, the Leo is a local enterprise office, and we have it regionally around the country. And they will support people in business in a number of different ways through
Yeah.
courses or financial, etc. So that was where you first turned, wasn't it? When you,
I first went to them and I first had a meeting with James. Now, James is food and drinks. So before everyone starts signing up to him now, there is like Lisa, there's, oh my God, there's so many down there. And every one of them is amazing. Sarah's there as well. They're all just amazing people. But the thing was, they don't necessarily give you the answer. It's leading you in that direction of it's now your time to do. Like, I remember, you know, James saying to me, oh, you're brilliant on social media. And then I paid for a 10 euro TikTok course that they ran. And it was like, oh my God, I learned so much. You know, they have that offering of so much like business. I mean, I'm starting their exportation and leadership course in January coming, which is not somewhere I thought I would have been a couple of years ago. Do you know, I did a storytelling course with them as well. I think everybody should do that course actually. Just nobody ever thinks you're going to be probably a business person. And even if you do, you're more into the business side of it. So you don't ever think that your moment is going to come where people are going to ask you to speak on a podcast or even to be like asked to go and speak in front of people or even to tell your story. And I think sometimes to go and like I'm very hyper person. So now I'm at least able to calm myself before I come on. I can breathe. I'm not as jumpy as I used to be with excitement, but I'm still feeling the same feelings. Does that make sense?
It does. And actually, I notice you describe yourself as a fierce businesswoman, with
Yeah.
a focus on the health and well-being of others, but you love being busy. What do
Well,
you do to wind down or relax?
this question, right, really. So I read the questions and I do want to articulate this correctly. I'm a carer. I have been a carer for the last 14 years. And one of the things when my two sons, I have a daughter and two sons, were very small, life was extremely busy. Like we were like a mini hospital here. So I would have been tube feeding and, you know, doing like different things. And they're grand lads now, and they still have needs, by the way. One of them in particular still has needs. But the thing is, I've never learned. I don't know any difference. So when people go, oh, but you only learn to do like fast pace like this. Do you know that? Do you know what I'm saying? So I don't really sit back and like I've got the new Mary Cassidy book to read. I'm actually going on a holiday.
Yes. Okay.
So I don't really sit back. Like my sitting back and relaxing could be the phone in my hand on Canva designing something. That's where I'm happiest. I think it's where I'm happiest. I think
Well,
that's
it's
someone
important to
that's
do what
theirs.
makes you happy, you know.
Yeah, I think there's a few times that I've sat back and I'll say, I'm doing nothing today. And I don't do anything, Fiona. I like very few days is like that where I'll just lie on the couch or I'll go up into my bed and sit in the bed and watch the Netflix up there. And there's very few days I do that, but because I genuinely like being busy. It's a genuine love of it. And if I'm not there, I'm networking, and I love networking. If you are in a business and you are not meeting people, you're going to be lonelypreneur.
Yes. Yeah,
You're
no,
going to be
it's
very lonely. You need a power of people behind you.
okay. So thank you very much. I will put all of your links into the show notes below. But one of the questions that I always ask people before we finish up is, could you give me your three tips to improve the health of the nation?
Oh, okay. I always say take a trip to a doctor, but if your gut's telling you that you're getting handed a prescription for something, always ask exactly what is this for. And if you have symptoms, look up some foods that might help you, like ginger and turmeric, were godsend, more so than any medication in my joint pain. And now I don't ever go to a doctor if I experience joint pain every now and again. I actually just use, natural where I can. Now, I'm no angel, please don't get me wrong, but when I go to my GP never gives me just a prescription. They will always check first, because they know my say, and I go in and I go, doctor, doctor, can I have a prescription? Means you don't just write me up for something and plow me off. But going to a doctor, if there's any men listening to this, it's more important. I always feel women will get checked, men don't. It's really important, really, really
Yes, it's
important.
important to get that once over with your GP.
Yes, and even more important, go into Boots twice, three times if you have to, and every 6 weeks, if you're a man, and get your BMI, visceral fat, checked. A visceral fat and metabolic age can tell you a lot what's going on with your heart and blood supply. And going and having a look and seeing, you may be able to spot a blockage or anything. We've been doing that in our classes, and it saved three people's lives. We've had three people have heart surgery over we bring in the scales kind of a thing every 6 weeks. So that is another really important thing. Go into Boots if you're not in a class that provides that, and get yourself checked. Good food. Food is medicine is my second tip. 100 million percent. It's medicine. And then you do you. Carolines, keeping busy is your walk on the beach.
Exactly. Somebody else's might to sit with their feet up for an hour or two watching
Yeah, and I
TV.
do that too, but very rarely. But that's that. But for somebody else, and I would never look at them any different. Go if you can, like, sit down and relax. Happy days. But I do sit down and relax now. I watched like the whole Squid Games over 3 days with my son, the challenge.
Yeah.
So I do like do that too. Like, so it's good.
Fantastic. So before we finish up, is there anything else that you wanted to mention, Carolyn?
No, it's been an absolute pleasure, Fiona. I actually do want to say thanks. The first 6 months or 8 months of my business in Way Less Wonders, you really helped me and my business, and I wanted to say a special thank you. I think that's very important to always thank people who had your back, and thank you, because you were one of those people.
Thank you very much, and I wish you great success in 2024, and I'm dying to see how it all goes for you. So thank you very much, Carolyn.
No problem.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Cook, Eat, Nourish podcast. It would really help if you could rate and review the podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. And please be sure to check out my website, fionasfoodforlife.ie, to see upcoming events and to get lots of recipes and tips. Happy cooking!